This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden is taking steps to undo the damage of the Trump administration's health care policies. Biden signed two orders opening a special three-month enrollment period for uninsured Americans who now want to buy health insurance under the Affordable Care Act, commonly known as Obamacare, a program created when Biden served as vice president under Barack Obama. Biden also restored U.S. funding for foreign non-governmental groups that give information to women about abortions. The president's order also increased access to health care funding for impoverished Americans under a program called Medicaid. Health officials in the state of South Carolina say they have detected two cases of the South African COVID-19 variant, the first cases in the United States. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said the variant does not appear to cause more serious illness, but preliminary data suggests this variant may spread more easily and quickly than others. Officials say the two South Carolina cases do not appear to be connected or travel-related. It is normal for viruses to mutate. So far, variants from Britain and Brazil have also been discovered. In other COVID news, World Health Organization investigators emerged from a two-week quarantine Thursday in Wuhan, China, to begin their work in search of the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. The coronavirus emerged in Wuhan in late 2019 and has since spread across the world, infecting more than 100 million people and killing about 2.1 million. For more news, join us at voanews.com by remote. This is VOA News. Novavax says its COVID-19 vaccine appears 89% effective based on early findings from a British study. The shot also seems to work against new mutated versions of the virus circulating in that country and South Africa, though not as well. Thursday's announcement comes amid worry about whether a variety of vaccines being rolled out around the world will be strong enough to protect against worrisome new strains, and also as the world needs new types of shots to boost scarce supplies. Novavax says it needs some additional data before it can seek British authorities' authorization for the vaccine's use sometime in the next month or so. The White House has condemned a decision by the Pakistan's Supreme Court to release a Pakistani British man convicted and later acquitted in the beheading of American journalist Daniel Pearl in 2002. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki said the decision to free Ahmad Omar Sheikh is an affront to terrorism victims everywhere, including Pakistan. She said the Biden administration is calling on the Pakistani government to quickly review its legal options, including allowing Sheikh to be extradited to the United States to stand trial. In a 2-1 ruling, Pakistan's Supreme Court cleared Sheikh and three other defendants in the case in order that they be freed immediately, if not wanted in other cases. The British government is promising to stand by the people of its former colony, Hong Kong, against the Chinese crackdown as it prepares to launch a new visa scheme potentially benefiting millions. Starting Sunday, holders of the British national overseas status, a legacy of British rule over Hong Kong up to 1997, will be able to apply to live and work in Britain for up to 5 years and eventually seek citizenship. Before the change, the BNO passport holders have had only limited rights to visit Britain for up to 6 months and not work or settle. Britain says it's acting in response to the national security law imposed by China last year, which devastated Hong Kong's democracy movement and shredded freedoms under the 1997 handover accord. The new pathway will not be cheap. A five-year visa will cost a relatively moderate $343 per person. Shorter, cheaper visas for 30 months will also be available. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.